We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve Roberts is joining us now, a political analyst with a look at what's going on around the country. And Steve, I was about to say, you know, abortion's kind of been the topic of the past week, the hot topic. Abortion's been the hot topic of the past, you know, 30-40 years.
That's true. Even longer, since Roe v. Wade, 1973, it has been a major issue in American politics. For a couple of reasons, it galvanizes both sides. It has been a core issue for conservatives. It's one of the issues Donald Trump used successfully to be elected president, because he was the one who said, "I'm going to appoint conservative judges to overturn Roe v. Wade." And, you know, more than 80% of evangelical Christians voted for Donald Trump, and that is one of the key reasons. And he continues to talk about the judges he has appointed, and he's definitely going to be using this as a major issue going forward. But there can also be a backlash, you know, particularly among better-educated women. You had Kristen Gillibrand talking over the weekend, the senator from New York, about Donald Trump waging a war on women. And that's a phrase you're going to hear a lot, not just from her, but from any Democrat next year. So both sides are going to be trying to use that issue to galvanize their bases.
Do you expect abortion to be an issue that the Supreme Court will take up? Because we heard earlier that we may find out this week whether they will or not.
Well, it's, you know, I'm not a legal scholar. I think that the fact that this has been a settled precedent for 50 years means that they might take the issue up, but I think it's unlikely that there's going to be a sweeping decision to overturn Roe, even though conservatives hope that the two judges Trump nominated would do that. I think that Chief Justice John Roberts cares about the court as an institution. He doesn't want it to be seen as an overly political institution. And there might be approval of certain restrictions. And that's where Americans are. You know, Americans, if you look at the polling, majority of Americans say they favor keeping Roe v. Wade in the latest Pew polls, two-thirds. But a lot of Americans who believe that, basically that a woman should have a legal right to make this choice for herself will accept certain modest restrictions as well. The purists on both sides do not speak for majority of Americans on this issue.
And you know, no matter kind of who gets appointed to the court and on which side, they all typically have that viewpoint, right, where they don't want to be seen as, you know, overly political, or no matter how conservative or liberal they might be, when they're on the courts, you know, they want to make decisions that won't push the nation too far one way or another.
Well, It's an important observation, and I think that's true for some judges, not for others. You know, even all liberal judges are not the same. Stephen Breyer can sometimes be a more moderate, modest figure on the court, willing to accept precedent as opposed to some of the others. So they represent a range of views, but it is true that all judges, in one form or another, have a respect for precedent and don't want to be seen as purely a political body. And when John Roberts said earlier this year in rebuking President Trump, saying there are no Trump judges, there are no Obama judges, they're just American judges, well, that's not entirely true, but it's true enough that it does reflect, I think, the view of most American jurists who do care about precedent and do care about being seen as apart from the internecine, tribal, partisan wars of politics.
Steve, does this issue help President Trump when he says, as he tweeted this weekend, "I'm strongly pro-life with three exceptions, rape, incest, and protecting the life of the mother"?
I think that history shows that it has helped him. The fact is that 26% of evangelical, 26% of Americans in the last election describe themselves as evangelical or born-again Christians, and more than 80% voted for Donald Trump. Even though this man has been married three times, he's bragged about his sexual infidelities, and yet they voted for him. Why? Because the court was an overwhelming issue for them. And abortion is not in isolation, Susan. There's abortion and gay rights and prayer in the public sphere and role of religion in public life. All of those issues have been focused on the court for 50 years, and that's why so many conservative Christians care about the court more than any other issue. And so, yes, it has helped galvanize conservatives who might look at Trump as an individual, might look at him as a character and have their doubts, but they think he's going to appoint the judges that are going to rule in the favor of the issues I care most deeply about. And so, yes, I do think it's helping.
Well, it's an issue that's not going away anytime soon. Steve, thanks for the update. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.